All right, Coach, I know the Kansas City defense, they have some good guys off the edge. They have the ability to apply pressure, and they also have some guys that are pretty good ball hawks in the secondary.
They do. They've been at the top of the league in turnovers for the last 3 years, and really starts with Peters, number 22. He's very aggressive, has great ball skills, and see how quickly he closes on this ball and makes the interception here against the Chargers. Then, of course, there's the run after the interception with these guys. So, got to do a good job with our routes and our protection, as we'll see here in a little bit.
Okay. Sort of giving you a blitz look here, right?
Yep.
Walking up.
Yep. So, right here, number 38, Parker. You know, it's not just Peters and Barry. You see, Parker makes a very athletic play here. Again, on the over route.
Now, when you see a guy do that like that, is that he's baiting the quarterback like he is right there? It seems like, you know, he's showing you that he's open, and he undercuts it as quickly as he does.
I think, you know, maybe a little bit better throw, and that would have made it through. Okay. But I think that's the problem is these guys are athletic. They have good ball skills. They anticipate well. Of course, Barry's another great job here closing on the, you know, and that's Rivers and Ryan. That's two pretty good quarterbacks.
Sure.
But big play here by Barry, and again, not just the interception, but then the return for a touchdown. So, you know, the secondary, very, very athletic, instinctive players with good ball skills. We got to really do a good job of taking care of the ball.
That's what's scary right there. Two of those were zone looks, and two of them ended up as picks, and the other one in man.
These guys, Chiefs play a lot of, you know, the bare front with five defensive linemen or two outside linebackers, call them whatever you want on the line of scrimmage. And here's the line of scrimmage here on the 40, you know, 3 yard line, let's call it. And you can see how they've reset the line here, you know, how aggressive they are. And that was the line of scrimmage. And now you've got all these guys in the backfield here. So, they get quite a few negative plays in the running game because of their penetration and their ability with, Houston and, Holly, D Ford, and those guys on the edge, Zombo, whoever it is out there to set the edge and, you know, keep the runner from going forwards. Houston, you know, is one of the best pass rushers in the league, very explosive player. So here against the Broncos, you can see how, you know, quickly he, you know, gets to the edge. And again, not only do these guys sack the quarterback, but a lot of their plays are from these ends on the backside, like this, strip sacks, coming from behind, pulling the ball out, scoop and score. So again, it's not just the negative play. A lot of times it's the turnover that and the score that comes with it. This is Johnson coming up the middle on a three-man game with Johnson, Ali, and D Ford coming around. So a lot of speed, a lot of athleticism, and you know, a lot of trouble for the Texans this game last year.
Communication up front imperative with Dante and his crew.
Absolutely. Okay. Jones here, you know, played in, can play in, can play a three technique, can play on the nose. A versatile player with a lot of skill, long, athletic. And so they have a lot of good football players up front and, again, good in the secondary. So it's going to be a big, big challenge for us to move the ball against this defense.
Good stuff on the bell, Schrader. You're in midseason form. I know you're kicking off the season tomorrow night, Coach. Good luck. Go get them.
Thanks, though. Appreciate it.
There you go. There's your bell, Schrader, to kick things off for the 2017 season. More of All Access right after this.